Tigecycline, a novel expanded spectrum antibiotic for the treatment of serious infections. Introduction. Highly resistant strains of both gram-positive and gram-negative bacteria are becoming commonplace in both the inpatient and the outpatient setting. The changing pattern of antimicrobial resistance among bacteria that commonly cause serious infections present difficult challenges for healthcare professionals. There's an urgent need to develop new antimicrobial agents due to increasing prevalence and spread of multi-drug resistant bacteria that are commonly responsible for serious and life-threatening diseases. Focus on developing agents that effectively overcome mechanisms of resistance displayed by bacteria to currently available drugs is equally important. Tigecycline, the first in a new class of antibiotics, the glycylcyclines, which is an antibiotic class related to tetracycline, is an analog of minocycline and has been designed to overcome many existing mechanisms among bacteria mediating resistance to tetracycline. It confers broad antibiotic coverage against gram-negative and gram-positive bacteria with the activity against vancomycin-resistant enterococci, methicillin-resistant S. aureus, and many species of multi-drug-resistant gram-negative bacteria. In June 2005, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved the use of tigecycline for the treatment of skin, soft tissue, and intra-abdominal infections. Pharmacology. Chemically, the broader spectrum of activity of glycylcyclines is attributed to the substitution of an N-alkyl glycyl amido group at the 9th position on the D-ring of the central 4-ring carbocyclic skeleton that is essential for antibacterial activity. The same substitution creates the ability of this group of agents to overcome most tetracycline resistance mechanisms. Tigecycline's molecular weight is 585.65 Da and its chemical formula is 329H39N508. Glycylcyclines are bacteriostatic and they act by binding to the bacterial 30S ribosomal subunit and by blocking the entry of aminoacyl tRNA molecules to the A site of the ribosome. This ultimately results in the inhibition of protein synthesis. Two major determinants of the tetracycline resistance active efflux of the drug from inside the bacterial cell and protection of ribosome are overcome by tigecycline as a result of steric hindrance produced by large substituent at position 9. Tigecycline has been reported to exhibit in vitro antimicrobial activity against gram-positive bacteria, gram-negative bacteria, anaerobes, and some atypical organisms. Considering the pharmacokinetics of the drug, elimination half-life of the parent compound was 42.4 hours after administration of multiple doses of tigecycline, 100 mg initially, followed by 50 mg every 12 hours intravenously. Studies have revealed that tigecycline has a large volume of distribution. This suggests extensive distribution in the tissues. In vitro studies, plasma protein binding was 71% to 89%. Tigecycline is not extensively metabolized. Approximately 33% of tigecycline is eliminated through the kidneys, with 22% of the total dose excreted as unchanged drug. Approximately 59% is eliminated by biliary or fecal excretion. Reduced systemic clearance of the drug was observed in moderate severe hepatic impairment. Therefore, the product labeling recommends an initial 100 mg loading dose followed by a reduced maintenance dose of 25 mg every 12 hours for patients with severe hepatic impairment. No alterations in pharmacokinetics occurred in patients with severe renal impairment. The dosage adjustments are therefore not needed in this population. Efficacy and safety. Data generated regarding the efficacy and safety of tigecycline during clinical trials are promising. The efficacy and safety of tigecycline for the treatment of complicated skin and skin structure infections was investigated in a phase 2 multicenter randomized open-label study. The trial determined that tigecycline was efficacious in treating patients with complicated skin and skin structure infections with a favorable pharmacokinetic profile and an acceptable safety profile that justified further investigation of the agent in phase 3 trials. The safety and efficacy of tigecycline was compared to vancomycin plus aztreonam, that is VA, in a phase 3 randomized multi-center double-blind investigation of patients with complicated skin and skin structure infections. Tigecycline was administered in a total of 274 patients, while 269 patients received VA. The primary endpoint was clinical success at the test of cure visit, that is 14 to 90 days after the last study medication dose. Tigecycline was equally effective as VA at the test of cure visit, with overall clinical success rates of 89.7% for tigecycline and 94.4% for VA. The efficacy of tigecycline was compared to imipenem oblixilastatin, that is IMI, in two double-blind phase 3 multicenter studies of patients with complicated intra-abdominal infections, that is CIAIS. In the tigecycline 306 study, a total of 404 patients received 50 mg of tigecycline every 12 hours after loading dose of 100 mg. And 413 patients received IMI dose according to the renal function. In the microbiologically evaluable group, at the test of cure visit, the overall clinical success rate was 91.3% for tigecycline and 89.9% for IMI. Clinical cure rates were also similar when compared across baseline infection diagnosis for the presence of monomicrobial versus polymicrobial infections and across the various gram-positive, gram-negative and anaerobic organisms that were isolated from the infections. The second phase 3 CIAI investigation study had a similar study design with the exception of a patient stratification step included. The clinical cure rates was 80.6% for tigecycline treated patients and 82.4% for IMI treated patients. In a summary, tigecycline was shown to be both safe and efficacious in the treatment of patients with CIAIS as compared to IMI. Considering the safety profile of the drug, nausea 29.5% and vomiting 19.7% were the most common adverse events reported during tigecycline therapy. Both occurred within the first 2 days of therapy, with the majority of cases being mild to moderate. Other possible adverse reactions include headache, fever, elevated serum transaminases and serum alkaline phosphatase levels. Increased amylase, bilirubin, BUN, rash, pruritus, diarrhea and abdominal pain were also reported in tigecycline treated patients. Other tetracycline class specific adverse effects such as photosensitivity, pseudotumor, cerebri, pancreatitis and anti-anabolic activity may occur with tigecycline. The drug is contraindicated in patients with hypersensitivity to tigecycline. Precautions to the use of drug include hypersensitivity to tetracycline class antibiotics, pregnancy and in patients aged 8 years or less than 8 years, tooth discoloration. Regarding the dosage schedule for tigecycline, the recommended dose is 100 mg IV followed by 50 mg every 12 hours. The duration of treatment varies from 5 to 14 days depending on the severity and the site of the infection and the patient's clinical and bacteriological progress. Tigecycline is a valuable treatment option for the management of multi-drug resistant organisms when first-line therapy has failed. Further, it gives a new treatment option for penicillin allergic patients or patients with intolerance to other antimicrobial agents. Currently, it is indicated only for the management of CSSSI and CIAIS. Conclusion: tigecycline appears to hold promise as a novel expanded spectrum antibiotic for the management of serious infections in which resistant pathogens are either suspected or documented. It is reported to have additional properties that overcome most mechanisms that mediate resistance to tetracyclines. The drug is approved for the treatment of CSSSI and CIAIS. Clinical trials have revealed it to be a safe and effective agent for the treatment of the above infections. The role of tigecycline as a part of a combination therapy and in other serious infections due to multi-drug resistant organisms needs to be evaluated. Although the drug is not currently available in India, it might soon become a welcome addition to the current armamentarium for the treatment of serious infection. Cautious and rational use of this new antibiotic that is similar to the use of any higher generation antibiotic should be given due consideration to avoid the emergence of resistant strains.